We're doing Avat Chesed. We're in the introduction, and we will dedicate our learning tonight to Sarah Chaya Bat Dani HaKohen. So the Chafetz Chaim writes, "Harei shechashamnu kama v'chama lavin v'asin." We've enumerated numerous prohibitions and biblical commandments. Shargi la'avor mishu ish kilai, that a person who is stingy will ordinarily transgress these commandments. And a person who distances himself from doing kindness, he regularly transgresses these commandments. And even though it's rare to put all of these commandments together, to have one case where all of these commandments apply, as anyone who looks deeply will see right away, nonetheless, whoever is accustomed, God forbid, to this bad trait, that he's stingy and he's always holding his money for himself and he doesn't help anyone out with it, over time, he will transgress all these obligations. Al ken, therefore, ha-shomer nafsho, whoever is watching his soul, yishmot atzmo mimida ra'a zo meod, he will watch himself from this bad trait very much. Ve'ilech v'dachei Hashem yitbarach, and will go in the footsteps of God, blessed be He, Shu atov, that God is good, ve'hameitiv, and He does good. U'chidichtiv, and as the Torah says, lalechet b'chol drachav, go in all of God's ways. Now, we'll finish reading this paragraph, and then the Chafetz Chaim has a comment, a footnote, which is pretty long, so maybe we'll leave that for next time. Ve'avur zeh, tavol avracham et Hashem yitbarach, and if one goes in God's footsteps, so in... corresponding to that, or in return for that, he will get blessed from Hashem. Blessed be v'kuyam b'mashamar katuv, and what it says in the verse will be fulfilled in him. Imru tzadik ki tov, say about the tzadik, he's good. Kifrim aleihem yochelu, for they eat the fruits of their actions. Ve'ata, now natchil be'ezrat Hashem lever ta mitzvat aseh shel halva'a. We will begin to explain the biblical commandment of giving a loan. V'chol inyanei ofrata, with all its details, with all the issues that revolve around this mitzvah. So we just finished the introduction. We're just left with reading the footnote to what we just read. And then we will begin with the details of how we perform the mitzvah of giving a loan. That's the first chapter. The first chapter focuses on the mitzvah of giving a loan.